Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for a new episode of the Forex Beginner Podcast. Listen, today I kind of want to recap yesterday's episode, yesterday's interview with Bernd, who joined us. Bernd is a 12-year trader, last 10 years being able to support his family financially solely through trading. So full-time trader, making the majority of his income from trading, able to support his family from trading. And this is like, you know, it's the goal. You know, it's really the goal for what I want to do. I want to rely on trading, take the money from trading, invest in passive income businesses, but do trading every day, you know, and reach my goals in trading. And so to be able to sit with him, you guys heard the interview. If you didn't hear the interview, check the last episode. It was an amazing interview. And if you truly, for me personally, I'm a person that I want to do this. And I want to do it the right way. And I want to become a professional. I want to be able to rely on my skill set and my strategy, my edge in the market to be able to provide. Right. And so if that is something that resonates with you, then the things he was saying, it really cut you deep. Right. It really cut you deep because it really cut me deep. But there's one thing that he spoke about in the episode yesterday where he talked about if a trader has to spend, and he just used this as an example, but he said, if a trader has to spend $20,000 on funded challenges in order to make $100,000 in payouts, you do not have edge. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that quote. I want to kind of just give my thoughts on that, because that was a powerful statement. And some people can listen to that and say, no, like, you're wrong. You know, if I only invested $20,000 and I made $100,000 back, like, bro, that's huge ROI, huge return on investment, right? A lot of people would think of that. But I want to share my perspective of what Bernd said on the interview yesterday. All right. So, hey, buckle up your seatbelts. Get ready. We're going to thank our sponsors real quick. And we're going to jump into this conversation, y'all. I'm excited, man. We will be professional traders. Let's jump into it. Let's go. What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader here. Listen, before we continue today's podcast episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Blue Guardian. Blue Guardian is our recommended prop firm on the Forex Beginner Podcast only because of this main one reason. It's because Blue Guardian has a tool called the Guardian Protector that is helping traders actually have a fair shot at passing their challenge and also making it to funded status. Now, a lot of prop firms, they offer these discounts. They offer all these incentives. If you get funded, we'll give you back 200% of your refund, all of that stuff. But guess what? Traders are not getting funded. And why aren't traders getting funded? Traders aren't getting funded because we traders, we new beginner and developing traders, we violate our daily drawdown, we over leverage and we risk, and sometimes we over trade. Even when we use the right lot sizes, we're over trading and it causes us to push our accounts so far in the negative that we can't bring them back. But what if I told you that Blue Guardian had a solution to this problem that could potentially help you get over the hump and pass your next prop firm challenge? Well, that tool is called the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector, which Blue Guardian offers, allows you, once you get your challenge account, it allows you to go in the back office and you can set limits in the market. All right. You can set percentage limits or dollar amount limits so that once you hit those areas, Blue Guardian will automatically take you out of the trade and you have the option to select to disable your trading account for the day once you hit that daily drawdown limit. Now, this is to protect you from overtrading and violating your challenge account. This is a tool, if used correctly, can literally change the game and help you stay disciplined, stay on track, and pass your challenge. All you need is a profitable strategy. So if you have a profitable strategy, you've tested it out, I'm telling you, Blue Guardian is the prop firm that we recommend because they are helping provide tools to help traders level up and have a fair shot at getting funded. Not just selling the dream, but actually providing tools to help traders actually reach and achieve their dreams as being a funded trader. So if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started with Blue Guardian, not only do they have the Guardian Protector, but you can hold trades over the weekend. You can hold trades during the news. You can take trades during the news if that's what you do. All right, be careful. But if that's what you do, you can do that with Blue Guardian. And we're going to give you 15% off on your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Again, 15% off your next challenge at any time, whenever you're ready. There's no pressure to start now. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get 15% off your next challenge. And without further delay, let's jump back into today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
Yeah. What's going on, good people? It's your boy, it's your friend, it's your cousin, Calvin the New Trader, checking in. Calvin the Disciplined Trader, speaking that thing into existence. This is the podcast where we bring you that daily motivation, daily inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. And today, we're going to discuss a quote that Burned, who is the full-time Forex trader that we interviewed yesterday on the podcast. If you have not checked out that interview, I highly recommend that you go back, listen to that in its entirety, and definitely maybe even put that on repeat a couple times, right? So many gems were dropped in terms of what is the lifestyle, what is the daily routine of a full-time professional trader. Burned, he's currently funded, I think, about $4.5 million in funding. He's working his way to becoming $10 million in funding using virtual prop firms. So this is amazing stuff, right? Last year, he made about like close to $1 million in payouts. So this is real and it's possible, right? It's possible for any average individual that really wants to be great at this skill set. We can do it. It's totally possible. So Burned had this quote where he basically said, if a trader has to spend $20,000 in prop firm challenges just to make $100,000 in payouts, you don't have edge. All right. Now, this is a very controversial statement because looking at this from a just black and white standpoint, you'll look at it and say, no, like if I spent $20,000, but I made back $100,000, that's like 400% ROI. Okay. So that's an insane return on investment. But what I want to do is I want to challenge you to look at this the way that Burned meant this statement. And basically what he was saying is, if you are a professional trader, that means that you have defined a certain strategy, a certain setup, a certain list of things that need to be confirmed before you enter any trade. You have tested this strategy, this setup. You have data that supports that when you see this setup in the market, it is profitable more times than it's not profitable, right? You have done the work, you have experience trading this setup, and you know it works. So if you have done that work, you wouldn't have to invest $20,000 in challenges just to make $100,000. What he's saying is if you've done the preparation that professionals do, right, you would have to probably, maybe you fail once or twice, right? But you would be able to pass that challenge right away. And you can keep that account and make $100,000, all right, off one account or maybe two accounts. You wouldn't have to keep investing in challenges over and over and over and over again, blowing them, and then one day you pass. That's the perspective that he was saying. He's saying, look, a lot of traders are buying $20,000 worth of challenges. That's what he meant to say. Like, that's what he's trying to say. And then they get lucky on one or two, and then they end up getting these big payouts, but then they blow the account right after that. And so what he's challenging is he's challenging the perspective of just getting in the market, trying to make a lot of money, the account flipping mindset. He's challenging not having a edge in the market. An edge is having a set setup, a set strategy, a list of things that you're looking for when you're in the market. That's the perspective that he's challenging. And I personally felt that when he said that, I'm like, yo, that is exactly what I've been doing. I've been just throwing money into challenges, throwing money into personal accounts. And I've just been lucky enough to be able to be profitable doing it. But I have never literally come to the market and traded the same exact setup every single time. Every trade was always a little different. I journal, but I have never fully, like, in depth, you know, created a detailed journal of everything I did to plan for a trade and everything I did to enter a trade and everything I did to manage a trade. I never went into that much detail in terms of journaling, in terms of journaling and tracking my trades. On top of that, I've never been organized with journaling my trades. All of those things are things that professional traders do that allow them to have confidence in their setup when they see it. And that's what Byrne was talking about. It shouldn't take you investing in challenges over and over and over and over again to get to $100,000 in payouts. If you have an edge, you should be able to do that with one challenge. You should be able to pass that challenge, get funded, and you should be able to start getting consistent payouts off that first account or maybe that second account, right? That's what he's saying. He's challenging the mindset, and he's letting people know, like, when you define edge, when you have a way of coming to the market and getting into the market, you don't need to invest that much money into these challenges because you're going to get funded. If you trade the plan and have the data to support, you're going to be profitable in time. So you don't need to keep throwing money at it like that. And so that's really what he was saying. And for me personally, that's the goal. That is the goal. Like, you want to get to the point where, you know, when you put $500 into a challenge, you know that you're going to get funded. You know that you are going to be able to get to the funded stage and reach your payouts. You know you're going to keep that account because you are only trading setups that you have tested and that you have data on and plus experience on. And that's just the next step. That's the next step for me. That's the next step for all of us. And these are the type of conversations that we're going to be having because, you know, just getting into the market, oh, candlesticks going down, I'm jumping in for sales. Or, oh, you know, candlesticks going up, I'm jumping in for buys. That's not enough. You know what I mean? Like, that's not enough. You, like, we got to be not only data driven, but we have to, like, we have to have such a conviction about what we're doing because we've seen it play out time and time again. We know that without a shadow of a doubt, this is my setup. We know that this is my opportunity to get into the market. This is my best opportunity to be able to profit. And if I don't profit this trade, it's all good, right? But this is my best opportunity to get into the market. But randomly getting in, it's not enough. And we're going to do an episode on strategies versus edge, talking about the difference between coming up with a strategy or buying a course that's teaching you a strategy versus having an edge from my perspective and where I currently am. And like the things that I'm doing to grow and really gather my data and really get to the point where I'm only looking for this one setup. So this is probably going to be a conversation that we're going to revisit in time, but I want to start the conversation based on where I am now and the things that I'm implementing into my personal trading. And then we'll continue the conversation in time as I continue to develop and learn more about tracking my edge, learn more about defining an edge. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader, man. We are going to the next level and we're doing it together. And we're going to be having these discussions on the podcast. But I want you to go deeper in the discussions that we're having around growing and being a professional trader. Consider joining us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee and you have access for a lifetime. And we're just here to be another additional piece of support on your journey. So if you need that on your journey, join us. Visit www.calvinandnewtrader.com. Join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. Till next time, I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to the bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, take care. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee and you get access for a lifetime.